This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need.
The big national party has started already. 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, partying here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Yesterday I got a call, Victoria, from a book pusher, pimper, whatever, telling me that David Horowitz has the first book out about the Trump presidency, and don't I want to interview him? And I said, no, but thanks for the call. And then today, actually, I'm on the farm for a couple of days, and I got home last night looking through the mail, and here's a, I open up a package, and it's the Trump Survival Guide. Everything you need to know about living through what you hoped would never happen. I never had those thoughts, actually. But this also tells, I'm looking at the PR piece, and it says, this is the first book on how to survive the Trump presidency. Everything. What nonsense.
Well, not to some people.
No. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, everybody's going to be first with the first book.
Yeah.
There's 87 different things in here. I'm looking at a lot of the things that are going on in Washington today. There's a big gift. Have you ever been to the White House in it, around it, Victoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, across the street, there's a gift house. A gift store. The White House gift store.
I don't know that I've been to that.
Yeah. They've been selling presidential merchandise there since Reagan's inauguration. And this fellow who owns the store has an interesting way of predicting who wins. He looks at how many buttons are sold in his store, and he's been right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was Jim Warlock. He said, I've been predicting correctly. The only time it didn't work was when Gore. Well, actually, he predicted Gore would win, and in fact, Gore really did win. But through political maneuverings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, he never
did. Did he predict that Hillary would win?
He did not. No, he predicted that Make America Great. He sold more Make America Great Again logos, shirts, pins than anything else he's ever had in his store. So that was an easy call for him. He said also Bernie Sanders items sold better than what he thought they were going to do. Back again to...
Bernie had a much bigger impact than... I mean, I certainly underestimated him. I really did.
And I still say, whether people throw things at the radio when they hear me say this or not, had it been Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders would have won. That's maybe it's easy for me to say that now. How do I prove that? But
you were the first person to say that in my world, like, and made me really think about it. And I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Once in a while, I am.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
Shocking. I'm just looking at this silly book, the Trump Survival Guide.
What does it say in the survival guide? Like, what are some tips?
Well, the first advice is for those who are fighting for civil rights.
Right.
And what will happen? How the hell do these people know what will happen? Donald Trump said a well-educated black has a tremendous advantage over well-educated whites in terms of the job market. If I was starting off today, I would love to be a well-educated black because I really do believe they have an advantage. And there is some truth to that, I think. I think well-educated people, period, have a leg up. And that's really one of the things I hope is addressed in this, and I don't say this lightly, and I don't say it in a convivial way. I think our education system is a disaster. The money that is spent and the results that we get are just onerous for the future of the country. When you talk about how many people graduate from these big city high schools that have cost tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to build, and what's coming out of there. And in cities where there are a lot of blacks, Detroit's a good example, Los Angeles is a good example, Augusta and Atlanta, Georgia are good examples. the kind of student being produced in these schools is not doing anything except dragging the country down. I'm just talking about this book and the way that it applies or approaches some of the things, what Trump might do with regard to the economy. And I'm not here to sell this book. I just find it interesting that these people all speculate on what's going to happen, and the guy still hasn't been in office a day yet. So good luck to you who are predicting all of those things. I think, as Obama has said, everything will be fine. Are there going to be bumps? Yeah. Are there going to be people that will be upset? Yep. Because their world gets rocked when something different. All these people with the special interests, whether they be business people, just politicians in general, folks that gain from a particular type of philosophy being in Washington, it's just an example, Victoria, of how we've become out of touch because the government's just too big.
Yeah.
And we don't know what it's doing, and therefore it doesn't do. That's why we need a good press, a good news media to have checks and balances on these things, to report on what isn't being done and where your money is going. And hopefully people still care a lot about that. I certainly do. Speaking
right.
of things I care about also, your health and well-being is very important to me in this program. And so we are happy and proud to present Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a moment with an update on four or five, if we have time, of the biggest stories of the week from the conventional medical journals. What will influence perhaps your health and well-being or how you handle yourself? That's coming right up here, 13 past the hour.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 15 after the hour, time now for us to speak to the president of Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's packed up a lot of information, guidance, guidelines, if you will, to help you understand some of the medical news for the week. So let's start with these, speaking of guidelines, raising the upper hypertension limit for healthy over 60 people. Why would this be done?
Well, it's in a nutshell because it may be more dangerous to lower it the lower you get Yeah, especially in more elderly people. High blood pressure or hypertension, Doug, it's a common disease in which blood flows through the arteries at higher than normal pressures. It affects around 29% of adults in America. Traditionally, the threshold for systolic, that's the upper number, blood pressure above which doctors consider prescribing medications has been 140 millimeters of mercury. The new recommendation is that doctors start treatment in otherwise healthy, and that's the key. Adults age 60 and older, someone like yourself, Doug, if they're systolic, the upper number of blood pressure persistently reads over 150 millimeters of mercury or higher in order to reduce the risk of death, stroke, and cardiac events to get it down. These guidelines also contain two recommendations where the threshold target for the upper number of blood pressure should still be 140 millimeters of mercury. These two types of people are, one, patients with a history of stroke or a transient ischemic attack, so-called TIA, or mini-strokes. And the second type of patient is a patient at high cardiovascular risk, a patient who has a high risk of having a heart attack or stroke. These are people who already have coronary artery disease or multiple other risk factors for coronary artery disease, such as smoking, family history, high cholesterol, et cetera.
So, to make me the guinea pig, you can. I don't mind you.
150 would be your target before I would think of giving you drugs.
And what's the average? Mine is like 110 over 70.
It's usually about 120.
Yeah. So this is not something.
So you have a ways to go, stay healthy.
Let's
progress as you get older. Most of our blood, because the big arteries, the pipes that bring the blood away from the heart, stiffen as we get older. That nice rubbery effect that absorbs the pressure tends to go away and gets, because the arteries just get stiff. They lose their nice absorbability.
So, but we found no plaque in my arteries. The only place there's some plaque in the carotid arteries.
Those are arteries.
My brain, but they are. So one would, this begs the question, and it's time for us to talk about Superbeats in connection with this. For those of you, we're paid to tell you the story. Ken recommends this to his patients, and he talks about it on the air as well, how Superbeats would work to help in that circumstance, if I'm interpreting both what I hear you say about Superbeats and what I hear you say about this hypertension problem and what happens to your arteries, because the Superbeats product with the nitric oxide opens up the arteries. Does it soften the arteries as well?
Well, boy, you asked so many different things.
Thank you. There you go.
Doug is talking about is nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a signaling molecule. It's a gas that the body needs to continuously remake. And if the body doesn't have enough nitric oxide, things don't work properly. The circulation is stiff. It doesn't relax properly to let the red blood cells in to deliver oxygen from head to toe. Also, signaling, communication among cells from head to toe doesn't occur properly. You have to continuously remake nitric oxide, this important gas in the body, and you need the building blocks to remake it. And Superbeats allows you to get the building blocks to get a boost of nitric oxide. But another product, same company has Neogenis. They have a product called Neo40, which also provides building blocks of nitric oxide, but lets you get up the maintenance level, get the tub of nitric oxide increased so that from day to day, throughout the day, you have enough nitric oxide.
All right. So listening to Ken tell you that, doesn't it make you, if you haven't gotten on the bandwagon already, eager to get to Superbeats and have what he just suggested apply to your body and your well-being? Call 800-655-4183. I just got a big box of things from Superbeats, all kinds of things. And you can, too, just by dialing 800-655-4183. Order the Superbeats. You get an extra 30-day supply with your regular first order, plus the book, Beat the Odds. It explains a lot of things Ken was just talking about. Order now. Superbeats. 800-655-4183.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We're doing Throwback Thursday, Victoria. Thanks to your research, the top five songs from this week in 1981. Starting with The Boss, now one of my favorite commercial pop songs of all time. Whoa! Hungry Heart, number five.
I wonder if he still does this in concert.
He does what he does for 3 hours.
Yeah, he's got
he's gotta go around and around and around the repertoire. Yeah, but he probably doesn't do it all the time. This, for me, as I just said, is an almost perfect example of the kind of pop music that I like. A happy, upbeat, with lots of big voices in the chorus, singing a story that we can all kind of relate to. And I think he's been excellent. That's why he's so popular and has done so well. Because he knows how to hit people where it counts. A song ought to have not only a way to engage you, but when you listen to it, you get some meaning out of it. And I think
he also utilizes his band more than pretty much anybody else that I can think of.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear every element of the keys and the sax and all the guitars and, like, no one else utilizes a band like
that's
that.
That's an excellent point. Yep, good.
Well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Top five songs, 1981 during this week. That was number five. Number four belongs to Blondie, Deborah Harry. Another good pop song. All the elements of good pop music right here. Listen to the orchestration here. You might say the same thing somewhat, not the same kind of musical background or lead from the orchestra, but listen to some of the bits and pieces of this. Listen.
Every girl wants you to be a man.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Right. Especially not the wrong words.
Just the female part.
This is a cover song, right?
Yes. Whoa, but it did better than the original version. Because the elements that you're back to what you just said. How you produce it, what elements you throw into it with the lyric line. But it's a good lyric line. All right,
it has
here's
a lot
another
more of a Caribbean feel to it.
Yeah, it does. It has a lot of different elements to it that are very catchy. Number three this week in 81 belonged to Barbara Streisand and Barry Gibb. Interesting combination.
Never heard of this.
Good song. Good story. Barry gets high with her. Pardon the pun. combined her talents with a number of interesting people over her career, actually.
Got a highway to the sky.
Listen to his version.
I don't want to hear your goodbye.
Which is weird.
Yes, it's strange, darling, how grand we are. Little by little, we meet in the middle. There's danger in the dark.
Sounds like a Bee Gees song. I wonder who wrote it.
Yeah. All right, let's get to number two for this week. 1981 is the year Neil Diamond. This is not his best song.
Ain't no surprise.
I don't, Love on the Rocks? I've never heard of this
either. Yeah, that's a downer, downer. Real downer. Yeah. All right, so let's get to number one then. John Lennon. And is this his last song? I think it is.
You know, oh my gosh, you're right. It might be. I didn't even know that.
Started over after this one, for sure.
Wow.
Number one, just like starting over again, belongs to John Lennon. This was released right after he was killed. Yep.
Oh,
so good pop music, good choices. Very simple when it comes to orchestration of this one, very simple. Just very simple. As the focus is on him. 28 after the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Companies are looking for employees to create innovative solutions to old problems. As we enter the new year, let's listen to some suggestions from Jay Curtis.
One quarter of hiring managers are putting a premium on creativity, more than tech savviness or even the basic job description. Ruth Valoria, Executive Dean, School of Business, University of Phoenix, with more.
They're looking for employees to come to the table with some new ideas on the old problems. And really be thinking forward about the future and what needs to change.
Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean, College of Information Systems and Technology, University of Phoenix, explains what employees can do.
If you want to be successful in driving innovation and creativity, you're going to have to step outside your comfort zone. Get out of the box. Go volunteer. Try to get into a project that's driving some new thinking. Get yourself into an uncomfortable place that's going to drive your creative juices.
University of Phoenix is teaching business skills and new technology for people to develop skills for 21st century jobs. For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Beat non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, 34 after the hour. I'm Master Doug Steffen with Mistress Victoria Kewen. How's that?
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's how it goes on. I would certainly not be judgmental about what went on behind the scenes. I'd leave your imagination on the doorstep when it comes to that sort of thing. I wonder, this show Billions that's on Showtime, mm-hmm. One of the subplots is that Paul Giamatti's character, the U.S. attorney, has a fetish, and his wife is happy to have him fulfill that. I wonder how much of that stuff, and I don't even know why I'm wondering this, is going on in Washington in those hotels. The Hay House Hotel.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I know. Wow, exactly. Thursday, the big GOP breakfast going on right now in one of the big hotel breakfast is something, start the day, celebrating today, a lot of things going on all day long, cocktail receptions this afternoon, gala dinners tonight, transition meetings all through the day today with various groups that are in town for the inauguration, what special interest group is going to be taking care of at this hotel meeting, and can you imagine the people crawling around? Kara is in Washington. I wonder how the traffic will be
maneuvering in and out of the city with all the people coming just for the receptions and just
Believe
for the
me,
balls.
I don't want to know. And we already saw tour buses coming in the past few days just full of people getting
oh, yeah.
ready to go to all the inauguration balls and people protesting. We all know
yep.
people coming from different cities for
right.
that. So,
That's
I think
it.
I'm just going to hole up in Arlington, even though I don't live here, and just find a place to stay.
Right.
So I don't want to drive home.
I don't have to drive around. So anyway, there are every special interest group in the world, from the Indians to the American Jewish Coalition, being represented here. The ball tonight that people are all talking about, the one that is the most expensive and has the most stars, the Heroes Ball 4, which has a lot of rock and rollers saluting members of the armed services. They will be the guests of honor, and the dancing and
great.
Talking. Yeah, will be around that. And then there's also a group today that is meeting all day in Washington called the Voices of Hope and Resistance. And you can pretty much figure what they're all about. They have what they have billed tonight as the peace ball that is not political. Of course it's political. Everything that's going on there is political. Are you kidding? Let's see, the red, white, and western ball tonight. You know, I use a lot of imagination to figure out what that's all about. And then the evening will be capped off at the Howard Theater tonight, starting at 9:30 after all of the dinners and stuff. The Magnum Entertainment Group presents Trace Adkins and many country stars and the Spasmatics. Did we figure out who they were yet? I think that was sort of an assignment that, but I don't remember.
I thought Kara knew
who
they were, right?
Yeah.
Kara?
Did you know who they are?
The Spasmatics?
Spasmatics, I think, yeah, you did talk about that.
I think that they were a cover band of, oh, God, who are they a cover band of? I thought it was maybe 80s music.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Maybe. A lot of those around. Anyway, that's the story of what's happening today and tonight in Washington as people get ready. One of the other interesting things that's a fallout, all this negotiating that is being done in the press, or actually on Twitter, but the press picks it up, Victoria, the Chinese, and, you know, we're going to be tough on them. Well, there's a story floating around today on Reuters that suggests that some of their reporters interviewed over the last couple of days some high Chinese officials, and they have said in any number of ways that, yes, we can resolve our trade disputes with the new government, which has been pretty much the opposite of what the Chinese have said up till now. They've said, oh, we're not going to cave into you, Mr. Trump. So I think his bully pulpiting, there's another meeting today at the Pentagon because Lockheed Martin, criticized by Trump, was it last week or the week before when he was tweeting about the expense of building a new Air Force One
right.
and
yeah.
how 5 or 4 or whatever billion and the people at Boeing said, where did that number come from? We don't know that number. Well, what they are telling you is the number's pretty close to that. we haven't released any numbers, no. But when asked what the number is, it's around $3.4 billion that they might spend if they keep going in the direction they're going. And Trump just says, no, you can't do that. And he said the same to Lockheed on the F-35 contract. So they're going to cap it, apparently. Lockheed, at least if I can, what I'm reading is correct, Victoria, they're going to cap the deal at $9 billion. And it wasn't capped before. A lot of these contracts, especially Defense Department contracts, are all cost plus.
Mm-hmm.
So who looks at the cost and tries to keep it in control? Nobody. There's no incentive to do that.
Right.
So now, I think that there's some benefit from all of the noise that's being created. It isn't just noise, as much as some people think that it's noise.
Well, the Chinese thing is interesting because,
yeah,
and I'll put my tinfoil hat back on now that I have one, thanks to you.
Thanks to me, thank you.
It's interesting to me, and I'm playing devil's advocate here because I don't know anything for sure.
Yeah,
but it's interesting to me that now, like you said, the Chinese in the past have never said that they felt they could negotiate or fix or resolve any of the
right.
trade disputes.
Right.
And now they feel they can. That makes me wonder, is it because maybe now they have some leverage that they didn't have in the past? And just because they say now that they
leverage
can,
with Trump, you mean?
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's something
there.
That's an
interesting way to turn it around. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, because what would be the difference? Like, in the past, maybe they didn't resolve their trade disputes because they couldn't. And just because now they say they can, we're sort of interpreting that to mean that Trump has won this. Mm. If this is a struggle of power, that they're mm-hmm. giving in, but maybe mm-hmm. it's the opposite.
Well, the fact that they're talking at all is more than what they've done before. So, you know, maybe that's where you leave that on the doorstep and see where it goes.
Mm.
Again, it's in all of our best interest to think very positively about the change. And if he does well and his administration does well, it's good for everybody. If he doesn't, then the Republicans will pay the toll in 2 years in the congressional elections.
Right.
The public approval will go down. He's not starting with a strong public approval anyway. Very interesting how totally unpopular Obama was during most of his 8 years in office, even though he got reelected. He had the lowest, in terms of reelection, the lowest approval ratings at the time he was reelected of any president that had ever been reelected. But because Mitt Romney did just a terrible job running against him, you know, it was kind of default time. And so now you look back at the years Obama, and I remember people saying this, I think I even said it, that Obama made George Bush look good, and will Trump make Obama look good? Now he has the highest ratings he's pretty much had in his presidency, and Trump's coming in on low public approval ratings, if you believe the stuff that's coming from some of the research, but we all know the polling wasn't very accurate for the election, so why would we pay any attention to this? It's just a more... inflation and bubblicious conversation.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I don't really pay attention to. If it's, if individually you're happy with the president and if it's affected your life in a
right.
way that's positive,
good.
You
yep.
know, that's kind of all I've never been stopped on the street for a poll in my entire life. I live in New York City, so I don't know where these pollers are always getting all their data.
That's why there's such disrespect for it, because it's mostly made up.
Yeah.
So it's like the ratings for radio and TV. Woof. Man, I'm going to be going on that. We're going to talk about the fate of Jack Nicholson before
the
half-hour.
Yeah, what's going on with Jack?
Is over. Well, Peter Fonda had some interesting things to say about him yesterday.
Hmm.
And so we'll get to that as we pursue the time, as it's very precious. And the question, are we overdosing on news? I would like to address that as we, again, try to figure out what the real news is, what the facts are. And why do people pay so much attention to all this stuff anyway? It's 43 minutes after the hour with DJV.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. When it comes to your health, who wouldn't want an extra set of eyes watching over things, especially when you're very ill?
We see it as an added layer of safety, an added layer of monitoring, and intervention quickly when needed.
Dr. Sean Caples is talking about an enhanced critical care program where physicians and nurses remotely monitor ICU patients in 6 outlying hospitals in the Mayo Clinic health system. Sophisticated software records trends and changes in a patient's condition and alerts on-site staff to changes.
There's a lot of published literature that shows programs like the enhanced critical care system will reduce the amount of time a patient stays in the ICU, in the hospital overall, and will even reduce the rates of mortality associated with severe illness.
Taking advantage of technology to deliver the best care possible. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Tracy McRae.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 5000.
You know, we've been threatening for a long time, Kara, to take what we talk about in the breaks and make a podcast, a weekly podcast, and I really want to do that. And what we just were talking about in the last break, we started talking about George Bush the father and his close relationship with Donald Trump, referencing the letter that he sent to him apologizing for not being able to come to the inauguration by writing "Dear Donald" in a handwritten note. And so that brings us around to relationships and the fact that he did say, Senior Trump, that he wasn't going to vote for Trump. Senior Bush said he wasn't going to vote for Trump. I play a lot into the relationships that the senior Bushes have, especially with the Clintons. They are very, very close. And so it wasn't a surprise to hear that, you know, for any number of reasons. I would think Barbara Bush would have been apoplectic at some of the things that Trump said or allegedly said.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, she's a straight-laced character. So anyway, as far as old man Bush is concerned, he's in intensive care but holding stable. Get rid of that. This pneumonia stuff is serious business. But anyway, we were talking about, I got into a discussion looking at what Pence said about the commuting of the sentence of Chelsea Manning. He said it was a mistake, that Chelsea Manning is a traitor, yada, yada, yada. And I don't believe... the traitor stuff, you can argue about it. But I think because we had more benefit from it than not, I am loath to call him a traitor. But by the same token... I started talking about what Pence said about, and it's just sort of one of my non-sequiturs. Okay, Pence says he's a traitor. And Victoria says, Bush is a traitor?
No, I'm like, he's not a traitor? Because I'm saying what a lovely note President George H.W. Bush sent to Donald Trump. Yeah. And just class through and through, which I think he always has been, even though I don't necessarily agree with all of his politics.
Yeah, he's a great
But he's a class act.
Yep.
And continues at 92 to be a class act. Yep. And so I'm praising President Bush, and all I hear Doug say is, he's a traitor. I'm like, what?
And I'm listening to her with one ear, and I'm reading this other story, what Pence said about Manning. All right, so Jack Nicholson apparently is done. His health is not good. He's got dementia and Alzheimer's starting, can't remember a line. It was very interesting. Peter Fonda said he doesn't want to he doesn't want to look bad. And the reference came to Robert Loggia, the character actor, fantastic actor through his career. Most everybody recognizes him. And he had dementia, and he died shortly after filming his cameo in Independence Day, in which he looked awful. Oh. He could remember his lines, but that's because people just kept working him through. But he was completely out of it. He was just like propped up to be in the movie.
Right.
And Nicholson said he doesn't want any of that, so he's done. Oh. And according to Peter Fonda,
it's a sad loss for all of us.
It is.
I mean, it's too bad.
Well, he's done a lot of money, a lot of good movies, so let's hold that memory. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dun, 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 dun. It's the end of the world. Dun, 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 dun.
That's really what this is. Trying to portray music. This is the theme from the movie Armageddon with two D's. Came out about a month. Was it a month before or a month after Deep Impact? I remember Deep Impact was May of whatever year it came out, which was, what, 15 years ago? How long has it been since?
1998.
Yeah, all right, so 16 years ago. So why are we playing music from Armageddon?
Because in the last 5 days, every time I turn the channels and put on AMC, Armageddon's airing.
It's really? Airing.
They must have aired it at least 10 times in the last 5 days.
Huh, I wonder what that has to do with the impending inauguration.
maybe a lot. But you know, it's interesting. When this movie came out, the critics were unkind, but the public liked it.
Yep.
And it stood the test of time. I mean, they wouldn't play it so many times on television if people didn't like it.
Of the two movies, there was Bruce Willis and his gang with Ben Affleck and that bunch on Armageddon. Yep. And then on the other side, Deep Impact had Robert Duvall.
And your favorite, Tia Leone.
Tia Leone was in it, yep. And a lot of quite good characters in both those movies. All right, so that takes care of that. The Hasty Pudding honorees have been announced. We'll talk about that and some other movie news with Chucker right after these words.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. And January 21st, limit 2.
All right, so the passing, not of Jack Nicholson in terms of his life, his body of work, his legion, but apparently he's done acting because of several things. Mostly he's developing, apparently, dementia and Alzheimer's, so that's pretty sad. But the life he's led, you're surprised he lasted this long, frankly. When you look at how his personal life is gone. So what about his body of work, Chucker?
I mean, the guy's iconic. I miss him. The Oscars has never been the same without Jack Nicholson in the front row for me. Yeah, it has a totally different feel. But, you know, his body of work is iconic. The Shining, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Batman, and so many more films. I don't want to talk like he's passed because obviously he hasn't. But, you know, we've stated on the show many times he hasn't worked in, what is it now?
2010, so 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. That the rumor was that he had issues with some memory issues and couldn't read his lines. So hasn't worked since then. Wish him the best. Other news. I got a chance to see. I got a chance to see Jackie with Natalie Portman. I thought she was awesome in that movie, and certainly a shoo-in and a front runner for best actress.
I've been trying to figure out whether I wanted to see it or not. Now you're
not a great. It's not a great movie. It's a good movie. It sort of plays out like a fever dream. The whole movie primarily takes place after the assassination of a husband, John F. Kennedy, and the dealing with that that incident in a few days after. But she's really, really good in that film. Other news: Batman on film, who's usually fairly reliable with news, says that the Justice League, which is the spinoff of Batman v Superman, is a mess, and that Warner Brothers is struggling to try to fix it in the editing room. That comes out in December. I hope that's not true, but if it is, that's a big problem for Warner Brothers, who can't afford to have many more superhero misses. And Disney announced, I didn't get to this, Disney announced the other day that they will not CGI Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia for Episode 9. So I have to wonder, Doug, could they be thinking about recasting that role? I lean toward that. I think that's a strong possibility.
But she filmed, the next Star Wars coming out in December.
She's in it.
She filmed all of the parts that she was supposed to.
But the one after, which will have a big part.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting to speculate.
Yep.
All right, Jerry Seinfeld getting into business with Netflix. That'll be interesting.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.